But what's even more kind of like powerful about that story too is that, as you said, you know, like you did what you could to you know, have your family like not know about this trial, not know about any of this shit, but still, like, I guess unbeknownst to you, they very privately they were following the news.
I mean, I lived with my grandparents, so they knew about what was going on, but I didn't tell them about everything that went on in the interrogation. I didn't tell them about shit like that. I didn't want that. I was so ashamed of myself because I put myself in this predicament. And, like, when I tell you that they held me, like, I mean, I come from a broke-ass, poor, white-ass family, okay? And that's just what it is. We all come from Southside, same place the boys come from. So, I mean, we're all from the fucking hood. It just is what it is. But I was the one, I had to stay in school, I had to graduate, I had to make something myself. I had to do what they couldn't do, or what they didn't do. Out of all of my cousins, everybody, I am the only one who has ever graduated. I'm the only one that went on to do any other schooling. I'm the only one who has ever halfway kept my shit together. And that's just what it was. And if I fucked up, all hell broke loose in this fucking family, which is why I tried to keep everybody out my shit. Because it's just, I'm not the one. I'm the eldest. I'm not the one that fucks up.
Let me ask you this. How do you think your family would feel if, in a way, you kind of reversed all this? You did the opposite, that you contributed, hypothetically, to righting a wrong?
I mean, I don't know. My mama is not, she's not keen on that shit, period. My mama did not want me speaking to you, period, because she knows how much I've tried to keep this shit out of the way from me, period.
But because that's because she understands the horror and pain that it makes you feel. I mean, that I get. But what about, hell, if the people around you, you know, they think in this respectful, reverent way about you, I don't know, like, don't you think they'd feel... Again, don't let me put words in your mouth, but wouldn't they feel a positive way about you taking it under your own to right a wrong?
I mean, they could. At the same time, they're also cynical pricks who could be like, okay, well, you don't even know what you said. You were 16 and da-da-da-da-da. I mean, because that's the way they are. And... I mean, frankly, I can give a fuck what my family thinks now. I mean, to be 33 years old, I really don't give two shit. Like, but hell, my mother's not even fucking speaking to me at the moment. I ain't went a day without talking to my mama in years. So, I mean, it's just, I could give a damn about what anybody thinks. I mean, the personality that I've gotten over the years, the attitude that I've gotten about that shit over the years is to where I was... such a fucking people pleaser being, and now I'm just like, you know, fuck y'all, I've got to worry about my damn self, I can't do this.
Well, then let me ask, and I ask this, like, for your honest take, you know, your sincere, or I ask this in of sincerity, and for your honest take on this, what might make you feel comfortable about, participating in and contributing to this new investigation, this new look at their case that has the potential.
I'm gonna tell you what, if I don't know, I don't even know what it would take for that, because I don't want to go and speak on people's behalf and then in the day nobody knows what really happens except to them and fucking God, I guess, if that's your shit. So I mean, I don't I need to see it to believe it, I guess.
When you say see it to believe it, what might represent it?
Like, I would need them to lay out all fucking evidence to know that like, they could prove to me that they didn't do the shit, and I would gladly speak on their behalf and be like, look, this is the fuck that shit that happened, and this is, it was just a fucked up predicament. nobody ever really know that shit really did go on. And it may not have been all of them participating. Hell, it may have just been one. It may not have been none. But, I mean, granted, at the end of the day, they've served time. And that's a good fucking part of their life missing.
And how does that make you feel?
And that makes you feel fucking like shit. Especially if they didn't do it. I feel bad. Fuck, I don't give a fuck if they did murder somebody. It still makes me feel bad. I still feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Because it was my fucking word that fucking got them in there. Even if I seen them commit the fucking murder. I don't care if I watch somebody sit there and put someone's throat. Regardless, I'm still going to feel like shit because that's the way I fucking am. And that I get... My conscience weighs on me fucking hard. So I still feel like ass because it was me that had to fucking say something to get somebody in trouble. And I hate that shit. Yeah. I hate the fact that I was fucking keep witnessing that shit.
Well, that we've established very clearly. So remember, like a few moments ago, you were saying, hell, I grew up in the hood, you know, white poor family. Do you know that I went to those neighborhoods?
Oh, you went over in Southside?
Say it one more time.
I think you went over in Southside.
Not just that. I went over to where you used to live, in all your old spots.
All my old spots?
Yes. I went over to, I'd have to look up the address, but I had, do you, so I went and I met with Mr. Haley.
You met my grandfather.
You bet I did.
Oh, God damn.
Exactly. And I don't even need to say more than that, do I?
No, because he's not worth a fuck.
My point is just that, why do I bring that up?
That's a sick fucking individual right there.
I understand what you mean when you say that, I promise you. So, then the reason why I bring it up, though, is because I wanted to be another thing that shows you just how far I went to work for the truth, whatever the truth might be, wherever
well,
the truth
honey,
might be.
I promise you, the truth is not with that fucking man right there.
I know, but...
Yeah, that.
I know,
my
but my point is that I'm just trying to show you that, like, hell, I was willing to go there, you know what I mean? I was looking, and I have to tell you, he was rather hospitable to me. He was very nice to me, but I also understand exactly...
Oh, he's very hospitable for every fucking body. Unless you're a female, and he won't scrab on your ass and shit on nasty fuck.
Yeah, I don't expect him to, you know, be on, how should I put this, to be, you know, celebrated on American Idol anytime soon.
Oh, no, me and my mother had to take out. If my grandmother passed away, he's not my grandfather. He's my step-grandfather. He raised my mom from the time she was 18 months old up. But he's, like, has, when I tell you, an obsessive love for her. And I mean, super fucking obsessive.
I would say you don't have to go any further than that. I understand. And I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, and it being, like, he had never, ever made me feel nothing like that up until a couple years ago, and... That mother, I was like, no, mm-mm. So, needless to say, we had to take out a restraining order on that.
Yeah. Well, let me... So he said that he was the one who drove you to the police station originally. Do you remember that? Is that correct?
It might be. I don't remember who took me. I just know didn't nobody fucking go in there with me.
Do you wish someone had?
He may have driven me to the... I mean, I wish somebody had. I wish my mom or somebody had been there because I didn't know what the fuck I was in store for.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about, you know, I also paid a visit to Miss Karen.
Yeah, Zach's mama.
Now I know that you guys aren't exactly.
She didn't know a fucking thing about nothing.
I know. And I know that that was, I'm opening my heart up here to you and I'm being totally honest and candid and transparent about my process. You know, I got to tell you. You know, she wasn't exactly happy to see me either, I will tell you. One of the first things she says to me as I am, you know, I'm not allowed in the trailer, of course. I'm standing outside. It's about 49 to 50 degrees, and Bella, her dog, is barking at me. And she goes, I swear to God, this is one of the first things she said to me. She goes, you better start talking or I'm going to start shooting.
And that's how she is. That bitch would shoot me too. She don't like me.
Hey, but get this. Get this. Get fucking this. I promise you. That is how our interaction began, she and I. And do you know how it finished 90 minutes later? It finished with her showing compassion, understanding, listening, exactly as you and I have in this conversation, and saying that despite the differences you guys felt, she said that she might give an effort to try to relay the message to you. Now, why do I bring all this up? I bring it up because of two things. One, I'd like to think it shows just how much shit I put up with to try to get, you know, to really try hard. The number two thing is, a few minutes ago you said the only people that know...
Hey, how are you?
Oh, sorry.
Just a second, baby. Hold on a minute, Hunter.